Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitza of Parakei in the middle of explaining Halacha Beitza and the Oz Vartzur Sadaf is on Mem Alpha Amaralf about the fourth line with the words of Acha B'Shem Rav, and the Oz Vartzur Sadaf it's on Mem Dalad Amaralf about the sixth line. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarabas, Miyaka Moshe, Hernish, Shama Shahavan Aliyah. And we keep discussing the Isra of climbing a tree on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us Rav Acha says B'Shem Rav, Osir Lodish Lagabi Zmer B'Shabbos. It's also to step on a grapevine on Shabbos. Just like it's also to climb a tree, it's also also to step on a grapevine. We continue this further. Hishar She'ilon, He Kulsea Kru. Stepping on roots of a tree also includes the Isser of stepping on cabbage. That's because cabbage is hard like the roots of a tree and therefore would be the same Isser. This is only for the three tefachim above the ground. If they're not three tefachim above the ground, they're considered the ground itself, so then they're allowed to be stepped on. Now we ask, why is it they said you're not allowed to climb a tree? Is it because maybe a person is going to forget and he's going to end up eating from the fruit of the tree? Maybe he's going to forget and he's going to end up shaking the tree, and that's basically moving mukta. And so we answer Nishmin Mandela from the following. If a person's riding an animal, we tell him, raid, go down. This tells us, maybe he's going to forget and shake it. That's because we do not say that if he was on a tree, we tell him to go down, and that must be because maybe he's going to shake it. If the chashash was, maybe he's going to end up taking fruit off the tree, then we most definitely tell him to go down so that he doesn't remain on the tree and perhaps eat the fruit. So it must be because we don't want him to shake it. We continue discussing. So why is it, as remember that we just said, that if a person's riding an animal, we tell him to go down? So Chavrai Amri, they said, maybe the person's going to end up choking the animal. He's going to be so heavy for it, he's going to end up choking it. However, Amri and Rabbi Yisrael told them, think about it for yourself. Let's say he's riding a large camel, which is healthy and fit, and he's definitely not going to be choking it. So why would we tell him to go down? So Tanar V'achar Bar Papa, Kumi Reb Zaira, Shanyahi, this is different, meaning riding an animal is different. That's because he's commanded regarding the resting of his animal, like it says in the pasuk, and him riding his animal is like doing work with it. And there's a chiv that he has to let his animal rest on Shabbos. That's why when he's riding an animal, we tell him to go down. Now, isn't it those that teach nishanim behema that one's allowed to lean on an animal, whereas tani those that teach nishanim behema no leaning on an animal. And Amar Chisdi clarifies mad armor nishanim bibari, one who says that you're allowed to lean on an animal is referring to a healthy person. So really, he's not leaning on the animal because we know the concept chai noise is atzmai, a live person really carries his own weight, so he's not really using the animal. Whereas mandamar einishanin, the one who holds that one's not allowed to lean on an animal, betosh, that's where the person's really weak, so he's actually being mishtamish bebehema, he's really using the animal to help support himself. Rabbi Yisrael Omer, Rabbi Yisrael tells us, espalgan rabba bar mamal chavraya, we have an argument between rabba bar mamal and the chum in the base medrash. Chad Omer, one of them says, nishanin, the one's allowed to lean, v'charn Omer einishanin, the other one says one's not allowed to lean, and here we have an important girsa change. We're going to have two different potential explanations of what this is referring to. Mad Amar Nishan, the one that says that you could lean, Bibari, that's referring to a healthy person. Mad Amar Ein Nishan and Bitash, the one that says you can't lean, that's referring to a weak person. Whereas Vacharna Amar, the other one says, Mad Amar Nishan, the one who says that you could lean, Behud Mistamach Tzivcha, that's only if he's leaning just a little bit on the animal. Whereas Mad Amar Ein Nishan, the one that says you're not allowed to lean, as Bekavish's Kavdai, where he's leaning his entire weight on the animal. And Veloyad in Mad Amar Do, we don't know who said what, meaning we don't know which gave which answer. And the answer is, in Mad Loy Amar Biyasa Bishamer Babar Mamal Kolom, since Rabbi Yesu didn't say anything in Nehra Babar Mamal, Havadu Amar Nishanim Bibari Vein Nishanim Bitash. It must be that he's the one that says that a healthy person can lean and a weak person is not allowed to, and that's because Rabbi Babar Mamal is a Das Yachid when he's up against the Chevrai, the Chum, the Beis Medrash. And just before, we had Rav Chizda, who's also a Das Yachid, who gave us the same answer of Nishanim Bibari and Ein Nishanim Bitash, so must be that's Rabbi Babar Mamal holds. We're going to explain the next part of Mishnah, V'loi Shatan Al Pnei Amayim, no floating on the water, and this is usually understood as not just floating, but also swimming, and we had explained that's because maybe a person is going to make some sort of kli, such as a raft or floating device, to help him out. Now we further extend this iser. Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi says B'Shem Ravo, Zayis Amaris also tells us she'aser lahashit davar ulahilicha me'etzloi, that's aser to float something on the water away from himself, meaning not just that he's not allowed to float on the water, he's not allowed to put something on the water and float it away from himself. Udekavasan, similarly, aser la'adim lahashit davar ulahaviyai etzloi, a person's also not allowed to float something and bring it towards himself. He can't mush the water or stir it up so that he causes something to float to him. We have a story about this. Rav Mari, Rav Matanya, Hav Nisivin, Rav Mari and Rav Matanya were sitting. Chamon Lechad Bar Nosh, they saw a fellow. Patsal Maya Lecho Lecha Vishasi, he was splitting water this way and that way and drinking. We're understanding there was like dirt or some sort of pieces of whatnot floating on top of the water. So he was pushing it to the side in order that he could get the water clean. And then he was drinking that clean water. Rav Abba Mari, Rav Matanya, Rav Mari told Rav Matanya, Hadahi Do Amr Yaakov Bar Zavdi B'Shem Ravo, Asul This is exactly where Rav Yaakov Arzati said, that a person's not allowed to float something on the water away from himself. This fellow is not allowed to be pushing this water to the side, getting rid of all the stuff that's floating on top in order to be able to drink from it. However, Amalei responded that no, this is actually okay due to the following Mishnah, that a person's allowed to break a barrel in order to get the dried figs in it. And even though we know that usually breaking something is like stira, it's dismantling, and that would be usur, since he's getting the food that's inside, it's permitted, and it's the same thing. Since there's dirt and whatnot floating on top of the water, this fellow actually is allowed to push that away in order so that he could get to the clean water to be able to drink it. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.